I went into a bathroom today. I had to use the bathroom, and this bathroom had a three-sided mirror that made me see my penis in three different angles. I was not ready for that. How I would describe it is it's not only fans ready. You know, I just was very sad to see it. If I had my own OnlyFans account, people would actually ask me to pay them to see it. You know, like, that's how sad it looks. That's the sad part about that area is, no matter how much you work it out or you work out your dick, it's never going to look any better. It just goes right back to the way it is. You know, it becomes a turtle and it takes its form because this is who I really am. No matter what you do to it, you beat it up, you dress it up, it's still the same. It's same on the inside as it is on the outside. So, I felt like that was very unnecessary. I did not have, what's the point of actually seeing it three different angles? You know, I was actually very bitter. I went out and I complained. I said, what is the deal with that bathroom? Why do I have to see myself? And not only just from one side where I actually have to watch myself pee, but actually see it from the left and the right, you know, and they said, you're actually in the woman's bathroom because you're supposed to be sitting down. And I said, well, touche, you know, like the bathroom at my place, it has one long mirror that forces me to watch myself pee. So I told Wendy about this and I said, this is so, I don't like this. And she actually she was nice enough to put a big poster of Big Bird up there so I don't have to see myself pee in this mirror. Then I did the mistake of showering with the lights on and came out and I actually saw myself full length mirror. That wasn't nice as well too. I'm very self-conscious, you know. I feel like little secret, I do shower in the dark. I shower with the lights off, you know, so if I do take a shower like at 6 in the afternoon or 6 in the morning, or you've been at like 1 o'clock, lights are never on. If I take it at 9 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, it's never on. So why? It's just, I don't know. I'm very self-conscious, you know, even to the point where after I dry myself off, the first piece of clothing I put on is my shirt, just in case anybody comes in, because I feel like this is more embarrassing than actually seeing the bottom half. But yeah, I just, let's just say it this way. Like, you know, did you ever see the movie Big? You know, when Josh Baskin, Tom Hanks, and Elizabeth Perkins, they're about to get it on. And then she turns off the light and he turns it back on just to like look at her. That would be the exact opposite of me. I'd be like, okay, Josh Baskins, if you want to lose your V card, you're definitely going to have to keep the lights off. Decided to go shopping at this pretty shady shopping center. All right, to be full transparency and honesty, I went in there because there was a baseball card shop there, and this is how I know I'm an addict. I've gotten to a point where I was willing to rip Donruss or Panini just for that high of possibly pulling a hit out of the stuff. And here's the thing, like the reason why that Donruss of Panini is still available at places like Target and Walmart's because it's like the bottom barrel of baseball card collecting. It's not very high. So I would have to rip like five packs to actually get the same high of ripping like a Bowman draft. So a little sad, but so I avoided going to this baseball card shop just because I have low self-esteem. You know, I took a peek and I went, ooh, that's really, really just like a hole in the wall. And I did not have the confidence to go in there. So I kept walking. And in the shopping center, I'm not going to say the name of this place, but it is, the name kind of says it all. You know, like you have the word bargain on top of the marquee. You kind of know what you're going to expect. You know, it's like if you like the dollar store, if you go into the dollar store and you see something that's like $6, you might go, oh, I think this is at the wrong store, you know, because this does not belong here, because you expect everything to be a dollar. It's kind of like this place. This is a place where I feel like people go in there just to feel like a 10, you know, like you might see, you expect to see a 45-year-old Lindsay Lohan shopping at this place. You know, it's like they should actually have people shop at this supermarket with the lights dim, because really, like with the fluorescent lights, it's pretty much like at 2 a.m. when the lights turn on and you go, whoa, I did not expect to see my teacher here, and my teacher actually looks a little bit different in this light. Like that's the kind of place that I was shopping at. But in a weird way, I do feel like I've kind of fallen on hard times. I feel like I had to, you know, maybe not wear a t-shirt and white tube socks to actually shop at this place, because I did feel very, very out of place, not just because I look different than these people, but I just did not feel like, I feel like I had to eat pudding with a fork. You know, it's like if I took my whatever I bought here for lunch, because that was the main purpose, I'm actually trying to save money at work for lunch instead of buying stuff, instead of, you know, just buying Panda Express, I'm gonna actually have to bring my own lunch. But if somebody sees it and they go, where'd you get that, and I would just say never mind, because I'm not gonna tell you where I got this, because it's really, really a weird place to be. But let's just say that I feel like I should have paid in cash. I never explained how I got back into collecting baseball cards. It's not, I don't recommend it to anybody that chases highs or has an access or even a limited amount of money, because it's not what you think, and it's really dumb. You know, like all the stuff that people tell you when you get out, stay out. Somehow I got back in. So this is my story. This is how it all happened. I got a text from a cousin out of the blue I haven't spoken to in a very, very long time. And he goes, Phil Collins is in town. I wasn't even sure this text was meant for me, because it was the most random Phil Collins is in town thing. And so I just, but you know, it was my guy. Phil Collins was my guy back in the day. So I text back, do you want to go? And then he sends me the set list. And we went to this concert. He had really good seats, which the saddest part is, like, in our childhood, of all the things that he could associate me with, you know, either it could have been anything from basketball to baseball cards, or anything. He associated me with Phil Collins. You know, like, I was so young that I was a sucker for sad love songs. And I was so young that I didn't have a girlfriend. Like, I had to make up somebody imaginary and be in love with them and let them go to actually understand some of the words that Phil Collins was saying. And this, my cousin, associated me with Phil Collins. So we went, it was the best. The name of the tour was Still Not Dead Yet. I feel like the tour name should have been, I didn't save up properly. But it was amazing. You know, he sat in a chair, like a glorified barber chair, and he just sang from the chair. Because he wasn't very mobile. The best part was, you know, in the air tonight, when we all get to that air drum with him. So he's introducing the band. He's like, so-and-so is on the guitar, so-and-so is, you know, on the bass. And he goes, and my 16-year-old son is on the drums. We all went crazy, you know, because we just go, that's the next one. And he sounded pretty decent, you know, but that was the emphasis. So since I know those tickets must have been super expensive, we've been kind of keeping in touch. And I was like, I got to make up for this somehow, because it was free for me, expensive for him. And he goes, well, I was going to spend this much money. He didn't tell me. And he's going to bring his wife. His wife ducked out. She's like, yeah, this is dumb. I'm in love with you, you know, my cousin. So I don't understand these love songs like the way you guys do. So you guys just have a boys' night out with Phil Collins. But I'm pretty sure, so he goes, the money that he would have spent, he goes, it's now went from 3 to 2. So it was really like front row. It was amazing. So the way that I'm paying him back is like through baseball cards. I've been bringing stuff over to rip with them. And that's what we've been doing, just ripping. Then the pandemic happened. So he goes, you can't come over anymore. I was like, why? Because he goes, you know, there's this thing called COVID, you know, we could die. So we stopped doing that. But I had stuff, you know, and we were bored. A lot of us were bored during the pandemic. So I opened them with Wendy. Then we got a hit. It was the best hit. It was a Yordan Alvarez, super short print. And that was it. Then we were hooked. You know, we started collecting for a bit. Then eventually we just stopped. It stopped, or it kind of died off. Then I went to Kentucky to visit my other cousin, and her brother came to visit. Very nice of them to drive down from Michigan down to Kentucky. And I bought these two hangers, like I think it was a 2019 Tops updates, so I could rip with Wendy. And he sees this and he goes, what's this? And I was like, it's not for you. You don't want to be a part of this. He's like, well, I want to be a part of this. What is that? It's like, it's baseball cards, you know, where it's for Wendy and me. We're going to rip. He's like, okay, well, there's one more hanger available. I'm going to go buy that. I'm going to rip it at my sister's place. And he did that. There was no hits in it. We found like these apps, because we don't know what the value of these cards, and there's really no price guides or anything. So you found this one, and it was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. We would scan a card that I know it's like 2 cents, and it would say it's $15 million. So he thought that was amazing, and we believed it because it's an app, like idiots. So he went home, and he sent me a picture of what he bought, which was like a $300. He's all about hits. He wants to have autographs, because that's usually pretty cool. It's a Bowman Sterling. He bought that. And I go, let's do a Zoom so I can see it, because I want to experience it with you. I can't come out to Michigan because it's really far. But I would gladly have the next best thing, which is virtual. And we did that. And then he started buying more and more stuff. And he would buy a pack at a store. And in that one pack, so usually like in a hobby box, you get one autograph or one relic, and that's the hit, you know. But you have to go through like 30 packs to get that one, so you don't know where it is. He would grab that pack and come out with a relic or an autograph. So he doesn't have to buy the 24 other packs, you know. But yeah, so that's what we've been doing. We've just been doing online ripping. The other thing is, like, he would do breaks. He would jump on these breaks, and the teams he would select, he would grab all this random stuff. It's just his collection is amassed to a point where it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. So I think most of what he kind of got me back into it. So another cousin got me into it via a cousin. So if we ever do open a baseball card shop, it'd just be called Cousins. But yeah, that's the emphasis of what we've been doing. And now we've kind of got into it where I think I can't be ashamed anymore. This is what we do. We just rip and we're addicts.